Well, I love springtime, and April is here, so this is one of my favorite times of the year. I can hear a turkey gobbling over at the Lodestar Mountain Inn, and that's always wonderful. One Life students, if that doesn't energize you, you got a problem. I love being around those young people, and God is doing great things through One Life at the Lodestar Mountain Inn. We could not be more excited about what God's doing. And there's so many wonderful plans on the horizon. So keep praying, my friend. God is at work. What's taking place in all across Africa is unbelievable. Over 4,000 African pastors are getting my video on a daily basis, and they're sharing it with untold thousands of people. So I can't even get my head around it. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for all that you have done to make this ministry possible. None of it would happen without friends like you who are praying. If you haven't been to the Lodestar Mountain Inn yet, come, my friend. God is doing great things over there. We've got a singles retreat coming up soon. If you are a senior single, we'd love for you to come. We still have a little space left. Ministers retreat coming up. We're getting great reports from the last veterans retreat we had. So many good things are taking place. And I just covet your prayers. God is on the throne. I'm thankful for all he did during the months of February and March. But boy, spring is here and we're hitting the ground running. Keep praying. Tell your friends about it. That's the best promotion we can have. You telling your friends about what God's doing through this ministry. So, got to tell you one thing. When I was in Florida recently, I preached from Ezekiel 22, and there was a gentleman in the service that morning that had to leave because the Holy Spirit just got all over him because God had asked him to do something. He didn't do it. So he left and called this guy, and they agreed to meet. Hadn't seen each other in 40 years. And later that week, they met for breakfast, went out in the parking lot. And he said, "Do you know why I called you?" He said, "The Lord told you to call me." And he led him to Christ right there in the parking lot. My friend, that's what it's all about. That's purposeful ministry. The great purpose is sharing the gospel, evangelism, and discipleship. That's what we're all about. I have never wavered from that call, my friend, and I could not be more excited about what God's doing. Praise God. Keep praying.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Oh, what a great day to be alive. I got a question for you. Are you engaged in the battle? You say, whoa, Steve, that's hit me pretty hard here. No, I want you to be engaged. And there is a battle going on. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 2 and 4, listen to these words. "When you're about to go into battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army. He shall say, 'Hear, O Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not be terrified or give way to the panic before them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory.'" You know, I hear all kinds of gloom and doom. And yes, I know it's a crisis in the land. I know there are difficulties. I know there's a battle. But I want to tell you, my friend, put your hope and your trust in the Lord and in Him alone. He has told us not to live with fear. Our adversary, the devil, is the one that creates fear. God wants to provide for our needs. He wants us to put our hope, our trust in Him. So don't fear the battle. He wants you to be involved. In fact, He wants you to be on the front line as His representative. And that's my prayer for you this day, that you will take up your position and that you will allow Jesus Christ to live through you and that you will represent Him well wherever you go. God bless you. You have a great day and enjoy serving Him.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.